I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Listen up, you motherfuckers.
Politics. Politics. Humor.
Humor.
Tequila.
Tequila.
And an IQ of under 64.
Yeah.
You're listening to Art Cop Radio.
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 Hi, how you doing? My name is Bart. This is Bart Cop Radio. This is show number 30. Coming to you live in the sense that I'm not dead. And I'm going to do some radio for you here today. Oh, and it's a big one, too. And something you should know before you hear this, I have no business behind a microphone. I really should be digging ditches somewhere in like a cemetery or something, but somehow I fell into this, and I'm going to ride it as long as it will be ridden. Lots of stuff on the agenda today. We're going to talk about Bush the monkey. We're going to talk about Bush the monkey economy. We're going to talk about the Bush monkey economy. We have a phone call from Tony Soprano that you're going to like, I think. We're going to talk about drugs. We're going to talk about gasoline. We're going to talk about guns. We're going to talk about some letters to the editor. We're going to talk about the military. What is with the military? Sometimes I just don't know about the military. We got a bunch of miscellaneous this and that to go through. We're going to run through a little bit of the Patriot Act. Can you believe the Patriot Act? Oh, please. Then we have the usual long and rambling rant that has no end. But Tommy will clip it in the appropriate place. Plus a little bit on Martha Stewart and various other things. But before we get started, we must run down the checklist to be sure we have what we need to make this a good show. Where is the checklist? Oh, here it is in my hand. All right, let me see. Number one, shot of Chinako. Okay. I like the Chinako. You know, I wrote to the Chinako people. I have yet to hear back from them. Well, you know what else is weird? If you put Chinako in a search engine, you kind of expect old Bart to show up, but no. There's a China company somewhere. And when you get China Co., it comes up when you hit Chinako, and I hate that. But anyway, I fully expect to get a case of the Chinako Anejo Black Label Super Extra Aged from the Chinako people for all the good things I've said about them over the years. Not only is Chinako my favorite, but as you know, a couple of trips to Vegas, a couple of trips to some local, the local Tulsa tequila bars, yeah, all of those. We have tried many of the tequilas. As you know, we went to the Pink Taco at the Hard Rock, and they let us try half shots and quarter shots. And I think I got out of there paying about $70, $75, but I got to try 12 or 15 tequilas, because at the Pink Taco, they're crazy. The Hard Rock, they give the good stuff away for $3-4 a shot sometime. Shh, don't tell them. Geez, I remember at the Aspen Hard Rock, they were selling shots of Mrs. Bart's favorite, Coralejo Reposado, for $3, and you keep the glass. The glass is worth $3. That's free Chinako. But I had to drive over the, have you ever heard of the, what's that called, the Aspen Pass, we'll call it? It is some scary stuff. You do not want to smoke one and go over this pass. It's about maybe 15 feet wide. It's so narrow, they don't have a stripe down the middle. It's pretty much be nice to your buddy, the oncoming car, and if you get a little bump, you go down about a mile. And they don't have really a railing there. It's more of a couple of rocks that rocks tell you you're about to die where you're having to cross this pass. I had to do one shot of the Coralejo for free. But boy, next time we're going to stay in Aspen for a night. They have a deal there. We stayed there once, the Little Red Ski House. Oh, and house is H-A-U-S. It's they think they're German because there's mountains there. But they let us stay there for like $28, and it's a good thing, because one time me and Mrs. Bart went to the Maroon Bells. They say besides Britney Spears' breasts, it's the most photographed thing in America, the Maroon Bells. And to keep it maroon, you can't get there by car. You have to get on a bus. And they take 60 people up at a time. Anyway, it's just the most gorgeous little valley you ever saw. It's an uber valley. You're surrounded by mountains, and the valley itself is very, very small. It's just mountains everywhere, and it's just gorgeous. If you ever go to the go to Google Images and punch in Maroon Bells, and you'll get an idea. Anyway, we took a pint of wild turkey up there, late 80s probably, and I let things get out of hand. I might have killed that pint of wild turkey, 101. I remember falling in one of the rivers. They have these, you know, little mountain streams. You know, a mountain stream, especially that close to the mountain, is nothing but it's liquid snow. And I had a hat on. First, I don't wear hats, but I had a hat that day, probably to avoid the sunburn at high altitude. Oh, the sun, it hurts. I had finished most of the pint of the wild turkey, and my hat fell in the river. And I reached for it, and I had a balance problem and fell into the river. Oh, so cold. Anyway, on the way back, on the little bus there, I had to use all my powers and all my skills to not make a mess on the bus on the way back. And then when we got back to the deal, all she could do was pour me into the back seat and drive to the Little Red Ski House, where we had to stay an extra day because old Bart couldn't get out of bed. It was awful. You young kids, don't try alcohol. It's bad for you. Anyway, this is too much rambling. We got a show to do. Boy, it's going to be a good one, too. Rumors out, the shows are getting better, which, as you know, was always planned from the start. If I could let you in on a little secret, I was just acting dumb those first 20 shows or so. I just was acting like a guy who didn't know what he was doing. And now I can act more like myself. Well, that didn't come out right, but you know what I mean. The first few shows were so bad, the later shows just had to be better. They just had to be. Only Bush can maintain the level of ineptitude over the years. I've never seen anyone. You know, Bush can't get any better. He can't get any smarter. If you're old enough, you remember Clinton's first year. He wasn't that good the first year. He was a little deer in the headlights, like a newborn colt. You got some jitters and you don't really have your feet under you. Clinton had a little bit of that the first year, but oh boy, when you're a genius, you get to learn things. And a couple of years went by and he became the master. I think he came into his own. That sounds awful. In 1995. But he just became the best president ever because he's smart. And as time went by, he got smarter. This monkey we have in the White House now, he cannot get any smarter because he's a monkey. Monkeys can't learn. But again, I ramble on. Good show for you. Hope you like it. Tommy's on the knobs. Okay, big show, here we go.
This is www.bartcop.com.
I'm reading the text from an ad from the first George Bush campaign commercial of the year. I got the text here. I'd like to read it. Here you go. President Bush, one of the things that must never change is the entrepreneurial spirit of America. This country needs a president who clearly sees that. Well, hey, George, can you clearly spell entrepreneurial? Go ahead. I'd like to hear you. Come on, George. I want to hear you spell entrepreneurial. You can't, can you? Because Condi or Uncle Dick hadn't written it down for you. You can't say anything that someone else hadn't written for you first, because you're a monkey who can't think and can't speak. Continuing. The president. And as the economy grows, the job base grows, and somebody who's looking for work will be more likely to find a job. Well, more likely than when? More likely than last year? Probably. More likely than the year before? Probably. More likely than under Clinton? No. Clinton created 22 million. You lost 3 million. All this talk about more likely to find a job. Well, yeah, as you go from 1 million feet in the hole to 500,000 feet in the hole, that is more jobs. I admit that. But when the hell are you going to break even? Talk about more jobs. You can't break even before election day, and I'll bet $100 on it. But nobody in America will take that $100 bet because they know you can't do it. All these people that love what Bush has done with the economy, but they're not willing to put $100 on it like I am, because I know he's a lying monkey, and you know he's a lying monkey. But the idiots in this country who are afraid to bet, and the reason they're afraid is because they know deep down that he can't do it. George Bush can't deliver. That's a fact. Back to the ad. I know exactly where I want to lead this country. Well, God, I hope it's different from where you've led it so far. We went from the peace and prosperity to the war and death and terrorism and every other damn thing under you. You know where to lead this country. Yeah, we do too. You want to cut all services to give tax cuts to the super rich so they won't hire anybody. Great thinking, Georgie. Good to have you in charge. I know what we need to do to make the world more free and more peaceful. Yes, bomb the people that your dad didn't like so you can steal their oil. How does that make the world more peaceful? I know what we need to do to make sure every person has a chance at realizing the American dream. Well, you haven't spelled it out. You're mouthing all these fancy words, but what is your plan? How will we get the American dream under you, Mr. Bush? All you've done is cost us jobs and emptied the treasury. You turned the surplus into a deficit. How the hell is that bringing us closer to the American dream? This is all a big lie. I know what we need to do to continue economic growth. We don't have economic growth. You've turned it around. We've gone backwards under you. You're not continuing anything positive. You're trying to break even. But you can't do it. You're not up to the job. Economic growth so people can find work, to raise the standards at school so children can learn. Oh, that's where you cut their budget. It's to raise the standards. To fulfill the promise to America's seniors. You whore. You stole money from America's seniors. You had Greenspan float the trial balloon of cutting back Social Security because you stole the Social Security money. Remember Al Gore and the lockbox? Al Gore promised he wouldn't steal that money, and so did you. And then you son of a gun, you turned right around and stole all the damn money. Can you believe he says he's keeping his promise to the seniors? Oh, my God. Have you ever heard a bigger lie in your life? Americans are hardworking, decent, generous people. Yes, they have to work three or four jobs, part-time jobs with no health care, because you cost them their real job. Daddy used to work at American Airlines, and now he works at McDonald's. Thanks, George. I'm optimistic about America because I believe in the people of America. Well, they didn't believe in you enough to vote for you. I'm President Bush, and I approve of this message. Yeah, notice he didn't say I wrote this message. Somebody that could put words together wrote the message. The message of lies. Doing all we can to help. Are you going to help the seniors the way you helped the military? You're going to cut the... After trying to cut the combat pay of people who are dying for you and don't mind dying for you, now you're out to cut their combat pay. And after screwing the seniors on that Medicare bill, now you're going to bankrupt Social Security, and that's how you're helping seniors? Do you ever tell the truth? You are a liar, Mr. Bush. You are a liar. You were never elected to be president. And once you stole your way into power, you destroyed this once great country. If there was a hell, you'd be going to it. You're a small, small man. Headline, police executives say budget cuts would be devastating. The nation's largest organization of police executives said local police will be forced to lay off hundreds of officers next year if Congress accepts a Bush administration budget proposal that includes $1.5 billion reduction in law enforcement assistance. It would be the first overall cut to local cops since 9/11. The proposed reductions in federal hiring and traditional crime-fighting programs in schools and neighborhoods come under local governments cut deeply into public safety budgets in the past 2 years and dropped thousands of officers from law enforcement across the nation. In New York, they've lost 3,000 officers in the last 3 years. Well, get used to it, America. George Bush doesn't care. Those tax cuts mean more than your life. If they have to cut 10,000 cops in New York, they don't care. They want their tax cuts, and they want them right now because the billionaires can't get by on the billions they have. They have to have more. This monkey stealing $50 million a day in Iraq, and that's not enough. He's got to rape the treasury, too. And once again, we just sit there and take it. Why do we have to take it? Why aren't there 100,000 people clogging? There should be 100,000 people in downtown New York on some Monday or some Friday, and just jam the city up. Just turn the city off for a day and say, we're not going to take it anymore. We want you to stop with these budget cuts. We want you to stop with the tax cuts that threw 2 or 3 million people out of work. Remember, Clinton produced 22 million jobs. Bush reduced 3 million jobs. We're going in the wrong direction. Tax cuts are killing us, and they're killing these cops. Now, it'd be nice if we thought the cops might vote for the Democrat, but like the military, I fear they're with Bush all the way. They don't care if they're laid off. They don't care if they lose their job, as long as Bush gets another few million. Every day you pick up a newspaper, it's a bigger crime than the day before, and nobody wants to address it. Everybody wants to pretend it's all peachy keen, and Bush, you know, he's got a nice wife, and he waves the flag, and he puts on his little monkey suit and flies to the aircraft carrier, and people just get all warm and fuzzy about what a great man he is. These voters constantly say, oh, I'm voting for Bush because of what he's done with the economy and the war. Oh, please, if he murdered your parents with a knife, would you vote for him? It's just so maddening. 3,000 fewer cops in New York. Call it 1,000 a year. So if he gets another 4 years, that'll be 8,000. I think New York has between 22 and 30,000. So New York, you ready to give up a third of your policemen so Bush can give a tax cut to Bill Gates again? He already gave Bill Gates $7 billion, I think is the figure. It's on one of those little charts, but I think it was $6 or $7 billion he gave Gates. And who did Gates hire? He hired nobody. Bush gave General Electric $5 billion. Who did they hire? Nobody. He gave Ford less amount, maybe $2 billion. And who did Ford hire? Nobody. They sent the job to Mexico. We just keep taking it and keep taking it. Doesn't anybody else care? Doesn't it make anyone else angry that he's doing this again and again and again? And the networks and the papers and talk radio and cable news are all behind him because they're all rich. They don't care. If you're a multimillionaire, yeah, you got your big giant excursion and your armed guards and your whatever, you know, you don't have to worry about crime. But if you're a little guy who works at a store and you got to walk to work because you can't afford a car, you're probably going to get mugged. You might lose your life because Bush has to have more tax cuts, no matter what it costs. More tax cuts, more war, more death, more terrorists. Everything with Bush is more of the bad news. Clinton's paradise has turned into Bush's hell, and people like the hell. You hear these monkeys say, oh, I'm lots better off than I was 4 years ago. You are lying. If you say that, you must be a talk radio whore, because nobody but the super rich, which includes the talk radio people, are better off than they were 4 years ago. Why the hell don't the Democrats say that? If all the Democrats would do is say, are you better off now? Are you better off under Bush than you were under Clinton? That ought to be a showstopper. That ought to be a 90 to 10 answer rate in favor of the Democrats. But will they do it? Will they bother to ask the question that'll put them in the White House? Can they come up with the courage to ask the simple question, are you better off than you were? Nobody is better off but the super rich, and there's only 1% of America that's that rich, and the other 99%, for some reason, they want to co-sign for the loans to give the super rich more money. Oh my God, have you seen the deficit? $2.75 trillion deficit. That's trillion with a T. That's not even a B. That's a trillion. Ugh. Where's my whiskey?
Bart Cop is easier than getting the Ebola virus.